Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Growing Pains.
Jeez.
Yes, now we are joined by Fizzle K and me.
Yes, and we are on a sofa.
Yeah, let's address the big elephant in the room for visual watchers.
Yes.
We have a sofa on set now.
It's actually really nice.
There's a sofa in the barn.
I'm loving it.
You've taken it too far.
My feet are up.
You're a sofa hunter. That's what you are. You're on the hunt for sofas.
Yeah, well, it took some work getting a new sofa out of you, so I thought, let's get some.
So now you want a sofa on set now,
exactly.
Too. You are a sofa
queen.
They
have met my demands.
Yeah. Well, a big thank you to the people over at Emma Sleep, because this sofa right here is delicious.
And guess what?
You can go from sofa sitting to sleeping within 10 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
It comes with an inbuilt Emma mattress.
It doesn't get easier than that.
Yeah. How about that? So I could literally be here right now having a conversation. Boom. I'm sleeping.
It's efficient.
It is lovely.
It is very nice.
Yeah. And I think this could be a vibe.
I think it should stay. Let us know in the comments.
I think this could be a vibe.
I feel like this is COVID.
I mean, like, who would really have a sofa in a bar? We have. We have.
It fits us. I think it makes us look more intimate.
Yeah. The fellas set is a sofa and I really enjoy it. But
really?
This is lovely. Anyway, enough chit chat. You can get your Emma Sleep products by clicking the link in the description of this podcast. Lovely. Anyway, do you want to swap sides? Seeing as we're just changing things up today, do you want to like sit this side of the set? Because like, I know you do like doing that.
Yeah, and we was just speaking about this off camera. I look so much worse.
Well, now you've got in my head. Because now I'm looking at your face.
Don't do that.
No, because you've said it.
Don't do it.
No, you're not meant to think
I look weird.
No, I don't. I think you're lovely, but what
I
you're saying is...
I already have an odd face to love.
So apparently...
You don't need to know how much face I got on one side to the other.
Faith has got more face on one side than the other, which like doesn't make sense.
I have.
Right, so tell the people. Show the people.
I will show in a second. Vogue released this thing that, oh, like, to be beautiful,
you have to be symmetrical.
Yeah. I am just so not symmetrical. Right, so on the left side of my face, okay, look, the jawline, the cheekbone, the eyebrow, it's all just in lovely places. And then this agitating side of my face, look, the nose just don't point the same. There's more face. I have like fucking 3 inches more face on this side of my face. And I literally said to you, if you had to get married and the woman had to stand on this side, I wouldn't get married. I would, but no one would be watching.
But like here now in person, you've now got in my head. So
no,
I'm now,
not weird. Great. Now we're going to break up. I'm ugly now.
You don't look weird. You look great.
Yeah.
But you're now in my head. Where
great.
I think I can just
never sit.
Do you want to swap?
I'm okay. I don't
Are you
mind.
Sure?
I appreciate the gesture, but
Are you sure you don't
two,
want to sit here?
For seasons two, the fellas, I will not continue if you put me back on this side of the set.
You're gonna
I
kick
quit.
Off. Kick off. Anyway, we're back.
We are back.
We're back. It's been another week.
It has been.
Yeah.
That is how it works.
How's your life been?
Oh, bro, it's so downhill. Basically, I've been told I'm dying.
Yeah, this isn't even on the dock, I don't think.
It's is it? Not
it's
on the dock.
Basically, Faith uploaded a video with me, a donut mukbang, but in it, there's like one frame where you can see she's just got like this
not
lumpy...
Not one frame, it's the whole way
yeah,
through.
The whole video, really. She's got like this lumpy...
I've got a lumpy
neck.
Do you know what they call it? A goiter.
Yeah, like it's not Adam's apple, like up here.
It's not my throat.
Yeah, it was not up here like an Adam's apple. It was like here.
Yeah.
And someone in the comments was like, oh, you should, I think you got a thyroid problem
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, there was that old favourite in the comments. I'd never really checked my YouTube comments.
No.
Once it's up, it's done for me. But I just decided to look and there was like, oh, Faith, I think you got an issue with your thyroid.
Yeah.
Like, you might want to go and get it checked. And I was like, huh? There was like, oh, your neck is really swollen. And
yeah.
I was like, well, that's not something you'd usually notice yourself.
Mm.
But it's weird that they mention it because I was like, I felt like I've had a sore-ish throat, but there's been no cold to come out of it.
Mm.
Like, it feels
just
swollen.
Yeah.
But now I think about it, my throat is up here, and the issue is
the like lump is like
here.
There, yeah.
Yeah, don't look at me. So I went and booked doctor's appointment, showed the pictures, and I was like, yeah, you need to come in like now.
Mm.
Like, we've got an appointment at 11, can you come? So I was like, yeah, sure. And I went in and I was like, oh yeah, you've got thyroiditis. But then they don't know what type of thyroid.
Well, they haven't got it on the thing you got was, no, but you don't know if you have that fully yet.
No. They don't know.
It has a question mark.
They don't know. Yeah, suspected, but she thinks it's hyperactive just because I'm skinny. But I just think I'm skinny because I'm damaged. I don't think I'm skinny because of a hyperactive thyroid. I actually think it's the other one, hypo.
Sure.
Which I know a lot about it, but because I'm incredibly sleepy. But now I've looked at all the science, I actually, do you know what's funny? Yeah.
When this is the worst thing that could have happened to Faith, by the way.
Because I have such health anxiety. I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying.
She's the biggest hypochondriac I've ever met in my fucking life, right? So this is the worst thing that could have ever happened, because now every time we go downstairs, she goes, really does make sense, because like, I just can't wake up. Or like, yeah, I can't distinguish between the sore throat and this now.
And even you had to drive home from my mum's from the Sunday roast. Yeah. I'm just so lethargic.
Yeah, this is the worst thing that could have happened.
I'm so lethargic. It's probably because I'm dying.
But yeah, you went for a blood test yesterday.
Yeah, so I went for my blood test. That was almost a shambles.
And hopefully they come back quite quick.
Yeah, well, I should get my results tomorrow.
And then you've got another appointment.
And then I have a scan. We should really take up private healthcare.
Well, I have it. You
what
have
about
it too.
Me? No, I only have it because my mum and dad pay for it.
Well, you have it though.
Mummy and daddy.
You have it though.
Yeah, but it runs out and they said they don't want to renew it because their renewal quote was like $8,000, which is a lot of money. Great. Yeah, so hopefully it's... Can you look at me?
Yeah, I dropped the document.
If I could do my editing, you're looking everywhere.
I dropped the document.
This ain't even on the document. Just got to talk to me. Thank you. Just a little bit of attention. Bloody hell. You look like you're looking
at... What side of the face should I look at?
This side. I forgot completely what I was saying then.
You got a scan on Thursday?
Yes, I do have a scan. I don't actually know how they do it, but then hopefully
at that point,
they'll diagnose me. Well, they've got to scan this thing, whatever it is.
Because there was a bone thing on there. They've got to check your bone density and that.
Well, I think they're going to have to do like a biopsy for cancer and everything.
I don't think you got cancer.
No, they do. Because I ask Instagram, people are like, oh, you do know Google exists. And I'm like, shh, shut up.
You don't. Yeah, but again, look, you've asked Instagram and you've asked TikTok.
Yeah,
you've uploaded like two TikToks on it. You've asked Instagram.
Well, they pointed it out. Now, it's not very friendly for them to point out my diagnosis and not keep them in the loop.
You're taking more information off of social media than you are your doctor.
Yeah, because people have been through it, and the doctor just said, "I'll let you know when I know."
I was shocked at how many people in your TikTok comments had
seven times more likely for women to have thyroid issues.
Yeah.
Eva, I'm not very good at birthing babies and my hormones are just broken from
your body
it.
Didn't like it.
No. But on the DL, we've been trying for a baby for a while, which you actually don't want to ever talk about, but now it's my fault, we probably can.
Yeah, fair. So.
What do you mean? Yeah, fair.
Yeah, fair.
What, so now we've not been pregnant, we couldn't talk about it before in case it was you?
No, but it wasn't
me.
I did a seed test.
Yeah, even come in a cup.
I did a seed test.
In the kitchen as
listen
well.
Listen here, right, guys. I seed tested. I got 73.2 million active swimmers. Bro is coming.
Yeah.
Bro's got steaming cum, lots of it.
Any women that are fertile and work, he's your man.
Well, no, but apparently postpartum, this thyroiditis can... And I suppose it makes sense, because if your body is not in harmony with all of its hormones, your thyroid produces a hormone. Mm. If it's not producing it or it's producing too much of it, it makes sense why it would throw everything else off.
Yeah.
Because your body's got to fight and try and regulate everything else, so it makes sense.
Well, I mean, it is nice to kind of have an answer, because we were just like, well, we're not getting pregnant.
Yeah, bro.
Coming, bro.
Where's it going?
Yeah, well, what are you doing with happening?
It? Well, I don't, you're hijacking it.
You
hijacked
it.
My balls.
My body says no.
This is crazy. You hijacked my balls.
I don't know what my body's doing.
You hijacked.
I can't sleep, but I want to sleep.
You hijacked my seed, my life.
Where's this going?
My life force. You've hijacked it and stole it.
No, I just think you've manifested.
Yeah. Manchester United.
I think you've manifested this whole one child thing.
No, I haven't.
And now
I don't want one. I want boy, girl. That's
well, I want three. I'll do nine.
I
know I'm broken, I'll have like nine.
No.
I will. I've got to have as many as I can get just in case my body stops working.
I'll have three.
But it did say, obviously we can't diagnose me yet because we won't know till next week. So we can give you an update next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
Probably just see it on TikTok on fucking Friday. Where was that going? Jesus Christ, interrupted myself and completely forgot.
But either way, hopefully more babies.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ethan's new video ended up on the trendy page. All three of my videos I uploaded 3 weeks in a row, trended.
Jeez.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Eminem.
Fat Shady's back. Not so Slim Shady. My videos are doing well though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like my should we go on the Bazinga channel?
Go on in.
So
let's flex real quick.
I'm gonna hit 5 mil subs. Hugh will be very happy about that. Mm-hmm. Remember when he was like, oh come on man, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the very first one uploaded, 720K.
That's good.
Next one, 930K. Darts versus Troops, 500K. All on like really shitty little vlogs.
Mm.
But yeah, fuck it. I managed to find an editor and we are cooking. I'm on 4,963,000 subscribers.
Jeez.
So that is 37 more thousand followers.
Bro, just say it confidently. No one's going to work it out. If you say it with chess, no one will even try and work it out because I just think you're right.
Yeah, yeah. 37, I think. Yeah, 37,000 more followers.
Love that.
On YouTube. Come on, let's do it, guys. Let's go.
What do you have to do? Paraglide or something?
No, I don't have to paraglide. Anyway, is the consistent grind back? I said I want to upload just once a week. I don't care what it is, anything. I'll just try and upload once a week. But yeah, consistent grind. One video a week is the aim.
Yeah.
On the main channel. And then, I don't know, maybe in potential future I can bring back gaming channel, but I just don't have the mental capacity for that.
Yeah, that's a lot. You're very loud. You woke up, Olive, the other day with this whole Sidemen gaming.
I did. We was doing Among Us and it got very fun.
No, but all I hear is, And the baby's room is like right above yours. She's now quite, Ethan, can you stop screaming? Going to wake the baby up. Ethan, the baby's awake. Brilliant.
So?
What do you mean, so?
So, I was gaming, bro.
Yeah, but you're loud anyway.
Yeah, but I was gaming. I was gaming hard.
it's mental because the other day I heard like around, I heard Georgia around and used again doing Simon filming.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
He was like shouted, Simon, I'm coming, Simon, I'm coming, Simon, Simon, like that. And I was like, oh my God, the neighbors are actually going to think you're cheating on me.
No, it's a good job they know that.
With someone called Simon.
It's a good job that
Simon, I'm coming.
It's a good job the boys know that what YouTube is and stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be in big trouble. You made a horse vlog.
I did, yeah.
You rode your horse.
I did.
You have been riding your horse more.
I have been, yeah. My abs and my legs have been killing me.
Yeah, you've been horse riding.
Let's make the most of this life.
Faith has a new saddle. She's got a new saddle.
I did. I bought a new saddle. I bought a new girth. I bought some new reins.
Wee.
Yeah.
Bought a new girth. Yeah. What's a girth?
The strap that goes under their belly.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I've had actual horse people reach out to me to make TikTok.
More Freddies.
Yeah, but can we not just slander this in case he sees this and he won't come out? So essentially, I found this man on TikTok.
No, the man found you.
No, because I commented under his TikTok.
Yeah, and then bro jumped and in the DMs.
And then he messaged me, yeah.
Faith and Freddie.
It's perfectly normal.
In my Sidemen calendar, I've had to book a day out for Faith and Freddie.
Yeah. Just two homies going down the stables, bro. Just, playing with horses. Just what's wrong with that?
Going to play with horses.
Yeah, so essentially he's a trained professional workman. He trains horses and he actually does stunt riding as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so he trains all over the world.
That's crazy.
Yes. And then I said, oh, this looks incredible. I wish I could do that. And then he slid in a little bit and I can come out and teach you. And I was like, fabulous, let's do that.
So now you're having lessons with Freddie.
Yeah, no, he's coming down for 2 days, yeah.
Right, nice. Where's he staying?
Probably in a hotel.
In the stables.
I can kick you out if you keep on fucking chatting. <'Cause yo. laughs>
You don't like the Faith and Freddie banter, do you?
Oh, I don't mind it. It's just everyone we kind of make these jokes about end up seeing it and it's really awkward for me.
Well, yeah, Royal Mail they
still don't fucking deliver to our house. They get right on my bloody chest. Can't say tits.
No. Right. Ethan had a night out with the boys, went dinner with Mayfair and then darts. Yeah, that was really lots of fun, actually. I think we've hit a new meta with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, again, loads of us don't actually drink anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, JJ, Toby don't drink. Simon doesn't really drink. Randy, Josh and like a couple of the others do. Freezy don't as much. Harry's now trying not to drink.
Really?
Harry gets virgin, everything. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Harry's on a health kick because he said the whites of his eyes were yellow the other day.
Okay.
And that was really bad.
Okay.
But then he's gone from all of our Sidemen filming last week to a week in the Alps again. So I think his eyes will probably turn yellow again. But yeah, everyone's trying to, I think as you get into your 30s, like approaching your 30s, everyone's like slightly realizing that your health does matter.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm 24 and I'm on a bloody way out.
Yeah, but I'm glad. I took it up not drinking before the end of last year, didn't I? Like leading up to Christmas, I think it was 2 months before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then I had one or two at Christmas Day.
But I think yours is more mental health as well.
Yeah, I'm shit after.
Yours is rubbish after a bloody night out. And it's for like 2 weeks after.
Yeah, it lasts for ages. It is actually really bad.
Just rots in your body.
Yeah. bit shit, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
I feel like a better human being on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
And I think where you got a little bit of a personality anyway, you're all right without
it. I can coast by. Yeah, I can have fun.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was really cut. That was a nice compliment.
Whereas
you've got a little bit of a personality. other than that, I'm doing another half marathon soon.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, London Landmarks. And I've had like all of the charities and like Just Giving's reached out, the actual people I'm running for's reached out, loads of people have. They're super really keen to have me there. Yeah.
Nice.
The event people have said that I can like drop my stuff off at the like a nearby place and mingle with all the other because
you did say on the last podcast that running is actually now for cheaters.
No,
you did say
no
that.
Harry said that. Harry yeah. said
and now
no,
it's run
clubs.
Marathons.
No, run clubs. When have I ever been to a run club? I don't do run
you
clubs.
You probably start your own one soon.
No, I don't do run clubs. But run clubs are like a breeding ground. Well, it's not that. It's just. Often people that train lots and run lots are just single.
Just dogged in the park.
And then they're just fucking, yeah. I'll meet you at run club on Friday, pork on a Saturday, job's done, see you in a bit.
Well, they have to wait one day to do that.
Probably, you're not going to walk.
They got doms.
You're not going to want to pork after a run, are you? A bit sweaty, a bit grim.
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, might make it quite hot.
Fence, all right. Yeah, whatever you're into. Yeah, run clubs are a breeding ground. However, my half marathon is not that. My half marathon is for a good cause. And we've actually raised. Should I tell you how much we've raised already? So I set a target for just like a grand. It would have been cool. And everyone has done a very good job. We are on 1,841.
Nice. Well done.
Yes, now. Boom, ting. Shakalaka. But training had taken a hit this week because we have been all across the globe.
Bro
has not been home. And when I say like across the globe, we have been across the globe. Like 2-3 different trips, something like that.
I've been single mothering.
You have been single mothering. So yeah, long day. But training's going well. We will be running the London Landmarks Half Marathon and I am going to try and document it.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, things going on in the world. The Brits was on.
It was.
Did you watch the Brits?
I wanted to be invited to it. How did you get invited?
I've been to the Brits once.
Have you?
Yeah, I went with YouTube.
Get invited just because you're a superstar.
YouTube's.
Have you been invited since?
No, because I stopped uploading.
You might have ruined the rep.
Toby went.
Yeah, I know. Toby gets everywhere.
Yeah, Toby's there.
Toby's everywhere.
Toby was there. So it's quite. It's cool.
But then I was thinking, can you just buy a ticket to the Brits and just sit in the stands?
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Actually, I'm buying my own ticket.
You literally couldn't go to the Brits.
I just never know when anything's on.
No, you could literally go to the Brits.
Like, who was it the other week, D Block Europe? I was like, how does everyone know when every fucking event is going?
Well, if you liked them that much, you'd be aware of it.
Like, I want to go Glastonbury. That's already sold out.
Yeah.
How do people know?
Well,
who are you talking to?
You're in a blessed position where you can probably just buy them anyway.
Glastonbury, I want to come to the festival, not just full stop.
Right, sure. Ray broke the record and won 6 Brits.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Do you know what's funny? I saw a video of her on Instagram because I've been all on Brit Talk. I would have not known what she looked like.
Really?
No.
I only know what she looked like because she was on a. She was on Late Late Show with KSI and KSI. Apparently, she kept messaging KSI for a tune.
Oh, really?
And he aired her.
Oh,
yeah.
As you do.
Yeah, first. But yeah, I've been to the Brits once. It's cool.
Mm.
It's cool. Bit of a fucking palaver, though.
Yeah, but I would rather go to one of them palavers than like an event.
Sure.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Palaver.
At least that's the Brits.
It's a big palaver, though.
Like Dua Lipa's in the same room.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, it's better than just going to an event.
Sure. Sidemen Giant Box of Lies dropped.
Yep.
That was, you didn't watch it?
Nope. Not even seen any clips of that.
No, first. Well, that was a video me and Simon took.
Yeah.
It's actually very funny, to be fair. It's good. I got fucked.
Yeah.
Fixed up,
that's the one with the snowboard that you won't let me put up in the kitchen.
No, I'm using it. I'm going to do a video on it. I'm going to do a video like I snowboarded on my... $1 million snowboard.
You, $1 million.
Yeah, it might even go
You may as well go down the hill in the garden while it's all wet and muddy on it.
No, that's a bit shit. I don't want to make it. I want to go to an actual indoor like snow place. Josh got one, did a video with Harry and rented it out. I want to go to that. That Dubai's one's actually so sick. It's such a shame Dubai's not like 2 hours away.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hard flight.
I love Dubai's.
I wish they did like a speedy flight. Just make it 4 hours.
Get me on so Concorde or something.
Yeah.
Or it's a shame that it's out of season, but could have just taken it to Austria or something. But yeah. In that video, essentially, there's 7 boxes in the room. You play a game. You can choose a box. Then the other 6 play a game to see if you want to steal their box or not. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Everyone gets assigned a box. But then at the end, Vicstar's box had a swap token in it. And he chose to activate his swap, which definitely meant his box was shit.
Yeah.
He swapped with my box that had all things in it. That orange box, we were talking about yesterday on Sidecast, that orange box was designed for me or Harry because...
Really?
It had all the things me and Harry... It had a really sick electric bike in it. It had a Supreme darts board, like limited edition Supreme darts board with the darts. It had a Louis Vuitton table tennis racket and balls. And it had the snowboard.
Could have gone with your LV golf bag thing.
Yeah, exactly. I got that out of a mystery box as well.
Oh, did you?
So it was one of those ones where like that box was designed that if we opened it, we'd be like, oh my God, I want that.
Do you know what? I don't feel like... LV is much of a miss. I don't know why, but every time I see it, it always looks fake.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, Louis Vuitton is just a brand that no matter who has it or who wears it, it just looks fake.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I've just had a major news alert.
Oh, God. Woo, woo,
woo. From the Prodigy desk.
Oh, for Prodigy you got desk my blood has test said results.
A nuclear powered high speed plane could be heading to the market, which would allow passengers to fly from London to New York in 80 minutes.
Hmm?
The Hypersting is a new aircraft designed by Oscar Vinales, a Spanish industrial and concept designer, which would fly 3 times the speed of sound. Want to get to Dubai quickly. Yeah, chuck me on that, mate. I'll probably die on it. But
I was
going
to say, like, what's the fucking...
Chuck me on it. Yes, now.
Freight on that?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, I'm pissed I never got to fly on a Concorde, as Tiny Temper said.
Yeah.
I would like to do that.
Yeah.
I bet you don't even remember what the Concorde.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
I know, I remember when they got banned.
Did you? But you, like, how long did you experience the Concorde for?
They've got the pointy things pointing to. I was like 8.
No, surely.
Yeah.
No.
Look up Concorde ban, when it was.
Concorde ban. All right, let's have a look. When was the Concorde banned? When was? It wasn't banned. They just stopped it, yeah.
26 November 2003.
She
was 4 years old.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm saying. You don't remember the Concorde, G. You weren't out
I
here
do
Concording.
Remember the Concorde, though.
No, you weren't, G.
I do. I was very smart.
You wasn't.
There's a reason why.
Bro, it ended
the
24th of October. So you were
literally
you were
like
just
my
over
birthday.
4. You was 4 years
yeah,
old.
And how old was you? Go on. How old
how
was you?
Was
yeah, what, fucking 9? go on.
I was pretty much 9.
You was just about 4. All right, 9.
Yeah, I was just about 9. Hey, listen. You don't remember a Concorde like us. Chill, G.
I know, but it's
like... It used to blow my mind as a kid. Like, oh my God, this fucking plane can fly to America.
Well, I've got plane quickly. Autism.
You do have plane autism, but hey.
I like the... I do want to go to an air show, but I never see them anymore. I never see them just about doing anything.
Well, a couple of cool old ones fly over our house, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got here, what Sidemen video do you dislike doing the most? If you were to load up your calendar, which do you not want to see?
Sidemen.
Yeah, that's for you. You don't like seeing the Tinders.
Oh, that's for me. Yeah. Not you. You enjoy them.
We all actually hate them now. It's
Oh, no, I don't want to go to work today. Oh, it sucks.
No, but it is cringe.
It sucks.
You've got
some
to understand.
Girls might flash their boobs.
But I don't want them
so
to.
So geography.
I don't want.
Where'd you say it?
Geography.
I don't know.
It's not geography, mate. Derogatory. Yeah, I don't want the girls to get their boobs out.
Oh,
I don't want the girls to get their boobs out. I actually find them really cringe dating videos. I don't like doing them. They're not nice.
You looked away when you said that, so I'm going to have to get that as a lie.
You've told me to not look at your face all day.
No, you just broke...
Whatever, just mate. Shut up.
Break eye contact.
He's talking nonsense now.
Go on then. What's your least favourite then? Is it hide and seek?
No, hide and seeks are a lot of fun. Like those, really easy. Bish, bash, bosh. Like the cooking ones and stuff. Cooking ones are fun. It's
what about
hard.
Like the Monopolies?
Yeah, they're a bit poo.
Yeah.
Yeah, game shows are always just a bit like, meh. A
bit long.
Yeah, and there's not much, you can't have fun in them. It's very linear. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, one team gets to the final, but
I would probably
yeah, game shows. Yeah, game
but
shows.
But maybe that's just because I got trauma for sitting in that one room for 9 hours.
Yeah, maybe. we've released a serial.
Oh, yeah, you have, yeah.
And we have done that.
Olive's been testing it all week.
Yeah, Olive's actually caned. Mm. She likes it, by the way.
I'm not surprised. Tastes of chocolate and caramel.
She likes it. She loves it. But also, it's super, it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Consider, like, if you was to...
It's not good, it's the best.
It's the best. And it has a disclaimer on it. Like, we're not legally allowed to say this is the best.
Not doing Red Bull.
Hey, prove us wrong. Yeah. Prove us wrong, because this is the best cereal. It's actually meant to launch tomorrow. We're recording this on a Tuesday. It's meant to be in Tesco's tomorrow. However, little Tesco's have it.
Oh, really?
It's been out at little Tesco's for ages.
The plug right now.
And also, it's £2 a box, which is good. Quite good.
Yeah.
And genuinely, I know it's my cereal. It's fucking delicious. Mm. And especially if you mix the two. So when we was doing all the sample tasting and testing for the cereal, we got given a mixed bag, which was Choco Crunch and Caramel Chaos all in one. Oh, was so good.
Mm.
But we partnered with a brand called Morn Flake, who have been making cereals for 350 years. That's like so much longer than Sidemen, 35 times longer than the Sidemen have existed.
Yeah.
Well done them.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, of course cereal, but like, it's actually what the recipe is, one of everything in it is one of the best makeups on the shelf.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's not full of,
and it's like, what was it, one bowl is like just over 100 calories.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's actually quite good, and it's got all added vitamins in it and that.
Mm.
So we've boshed it, I think. Huh. And it's also like, and I see people that are getting vexed at us for making like products, bro. We all eat cereal. Toby loves cereal. I love cereal. Cereal is nice.
Yeah.
I love cereal.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
This one, evening cereal is a popper.
It's like a treat sometimes.
Evening cereal.
It's like a reward.
Yeah, evening Choco Crunch with Caramel Chaos, cold milk.
Mm. Oh no, warm milk.
Do you like warm milk?
Yeah, go and debate that in the comments.
I've never had warm milk in my cereal.
Every morning before school, from year 7 to 11,
really?
I heat up my bowl of milk in the microwave.
Really?
And put my cereal in.
I'll tell you what.
Like how much milk I put in a bowl as well.
Yeah, I do, yeah. You put milk in first as well, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah,
so fucking criminal. I'll tell you what, today or tomorrow, I will try warm milk and cereal.
Yeah,
because I've never done it.
Warm cereal mukbang.
No, fucking hell. Faye's just going to try and do as many mukbangs as possible.
They're so easy.
Sidemen cereal mukbang.
Well, I can't, because people are diagnosing me.
Yeah, true. You'd end up with your throat out again. But yeah, genuinely, love the cereal.
Yeah.
Again, try it for yourselves.
And the thing is, like, it's better than buying like a branded cup.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, at least you can eat from this.
So you sold it for us. There you go. What an ad.
There you go. That'll be 10 grand.
You can eat from it. Sick. Remember the Wonka event? They're making it into a horror movie. Wow.
I did see that in the car on the way here.
A horror movie about the Willy Wonka experience titled The Unknown is in the works. The film follows a couple haunted by the death of their son, Charlie, and they escape to the remote Scottish island where an unknowable evil awaits them. Oh my God. Fair dues.
What did I tell you? It's a bit unrelated, but it's all evil and conspiracy. What did I tell
I
you
can't
in
remember.
The car? Let me have a look quickly. It's somewhere, I would assume, America. Let me get this up, because I was in a bit of a rabbit hole. Uh-huh. Appalachia.
Oh, Appalachian Mountains or whatever.
Appalachian
Mountains. Yeah, Faith's heard about Appalachian Mountains and... Sure.
I'm down a rabbit hole, but I don't really get it.
Yeah.
Because it's not really a conclusive thing. They've all got like 2 million likes on the videos as well. I'm like, but that hasn't really told me anything.
Yeah, horror shit always bangs though. But a news alert from the Prodigy Desk again.
Again.
Worth mentioning about Mickey Mouse horror movies and Winnie the Pooh. Do you know anything about that?
I have seen some Mickey Mouse.
Because I am fucking clueless.
Yeah.
What is there?
Well, it's just all haunted and weird, isn't it?
Could you imagine if, like, Olive thought she was clicking Peppa Pig and then all of a sudden...
I bought her some Peppa Pig stuff this morning.
And then all of a sudden it was Peppa Pig being turned into a bacon sarnie. She'd be mortified.
She would be mortified, yeah.
She would be mortified. She likes Peppa Pig.
She did. Peppa.
Yeah, she walks around now. So she's actually got really good vocabulary now. Yeah, she walks around, but she also goes, instead of saying Peppa Pig, she says Peepa Pig.
Peepa Pig.
But yeah, she goes, Peepa Pig. She run around doing it, but she always like bunny rabbits as well.
Yeah,
she runs around with a bunny rabbit going Peepa Pig.
That's why I bought her one, so she can actually have.
She can Peppa. Actually do Peppa Pig.
Yeah, I bought a small one then because we've got so many big.
Do you know what? I'm actually gutted that she's taken to Peppa Pig out of all of them.
Why?
Bluey's the goat.
Louis I've heard is from, really, do you know yeah. what? I will say Peppa Pig, from a mother's perspective, is a bit argumentative.
Oh, Peppa, no, it is.
It is going to teach us some bad attitude.
Peppa Pig does my fucking head in. I like all, and I noticed there's some of it.
It's a better storyline, so there's a bit of beef.
It's horrid. I despise Peppa Pig.
It's like, George stole my toy.
Yeah.
George, give it back.
George,
no.
Give it back. Oh, Daddy Pig. George stole my, fucking, I can't be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whereas you've got Daniel Tiger and Bluey.
Daniel Tiger, goat.
Yeah.
Hugga-mugga. Yeah, Hugga-mugga. Daniel Tiger's goat. Bluey's the goat. We got to transition to Bluey.
Awesome.
Yeah?
Have a awesome yeah. day.
We got to transition to Bluey.
I tried yesterday. She don't even.
She don't like
it.
Bluey.
She lives for the drama.
Every now and then, when Bluey's on, she does go dog. Oof, oof.
Oof, oof.
Yeah, but she doesn't know Bluey. And maybe
yeah.
as she can talk and understand more.
Mm. Well, as you were saying, her vocabulary is so good.
It is
like
very
it's so
good,
like she even says like blueberries, strawberries,
blueberries.
Should I try and play the video?
Try and find it.
I bet everyone else is just gonna hear.
Do you know what's so funny? Because like other people will just hear like blueberry. Yeah, but like we understand our child, and like this morning she was doing it with strawberries. She was going strawberry,
yeah, strawberries.
Strawberries.
But she knows what it is because she bought up her swimming costume that had strawberries
yeah, exactly,
on.
Yeah, and she and points at them and she goes strawberries.
Yeah, she's literally 16 months. Give her a break.
Yeah, chill out, man.
Wait.
If show mummy, what is it? What is it?
Raspberry.
Raspberry. Raspberry.
Raspberry.
Raspberry. She's fucking funny. She's really funny. She does make me laugh. She's giving out loads of kisses now, like proper
so
ones.
Many kisses.
Yeah, don't know what changed.
But she just... also has temper tantrums a little bit now. Mm. Not many of them.
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then she'll go like,
I'll change her nappy. And then I feel like this is where all the consent warriors would get in a bit of a thing, because then they'd be like, well, she's saying no. But she also would tell me no to a healthy dinner. She literally had a rice cracker for dinner yesterday because she didn't want a chicken pie.
No, yeah, she didn't want a chicken pie.
So she ate rice, a plain rice cake.
Yeah, well done to her. Yeah, but no.
Yeah, no. But I was trying
to. She also tried to get us in trouble and she says, ow.
Yeah, when
it. Bro, says ow.
It was at my mum's Sunday dinner. We always go there to my mum's Sunday dinner, right? The high chair is around the corner. Ethan was putting her in the high chair. Ow!
Bro.
Ow! Daddy! Ow!
Yeah, but bro, ow! I said Olive. I'm not.
And my mum was like, Ethan, are you hurting her?
Bro, no, look, she's in the chair.
But she does it.
Ow! Ow!
But she says that.
Daddy,
said she,
ow!
She says daddy really well.
And like
she'll say daddy, no, no.
Yeah, and no, like daddy, bye-bye. Like yeah. she's actually stringing daddy along with things now.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, oh my God, I was sat on the sofa with her yesterday. Was it yesterday when you went for your blood test?
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday. She come over with that fucking plastic spoon and a puzzle piece and was hitting me with it. So I said, ow. And she went, no, no. I said, no, Olive, look, that hurts. I said, no.
Yeah, well, you remember that video that you sent me with the empty Coke bottle and you was yourself, bong, bong, bong. I think you may have encouraged that.
Yeah, she does like
whacking. So when I get a phone call, hello, yeah, your child has hit something over the head at preschool.
Olive's hit David with a
I'm sorry, her dad has taught her that that's funny.
I've also taught her to do pads. She does pads.
Yeah, I'm going to get on the wrong side of
yeah, so like basically, I'm going to put my mic here, right? Basically, I'll go, Olive, high 10, and then I'll do that on her hands like this, and then I put mine up and she goes and then bosh. She says bosh as well.
No, she does.
She does say bosh. That's one of the best ones. You go to give her a high five. You go high five. She goes bosh.
Yeah, she is covered. She bosh. Says row the boat.
Yeah, it screams when you say don't forget to scream.
Ah.
Anyway, moving on. World's most famous party went down, apparently.
Oh, right.
Rihanna, Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg were among some of the world's most famous people to attend a pre-wedding gala hosted by Asia's richest man.
Wow, so much Illuminati in one.
Mukesh Ambani organised a three-day jamboree in India for his son, Anna Ambani, 28, who is set to marry his 29-year-old long-term girlfriend, Radhika Merchant, in July. What a fucking second name, Merchant.
No.
That's quite funny.
Merchant, that'll be weird.
Apparently he's got a net worth of 90 billion.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck me.
What does he do?
Yeah, can I like, hello, can I come? Can I come to the party?
Oh.
can I have a tenner? Please. The authority said nearly 130 flights had landed at a local airport. 1,200 guests.
Real, what does he actually do? How do you have that much money?
Businesses, man. Early doors businesses.
But how? Because you wouldn't let me do none of my triangles. If you let me go through with one of my triangle schemes, we could be there by now. Pyramid
schemes.
Don't
admit to doing a pyramid, wanting to do a pyramid scheme.
Well, no, I didn't start them. I joined in. I'm the one probably getting scammed.
You can't join in on the pyramid schemes, Faith. It's very toxic. You can't do that.
Everyone send me £1,000 and then you get other people to send you £1,000. So eventually you'll be at the top.
Really bad.
Really bad.
Really
you told
bad.
Me off that. I actually did that.
Huh?
I didn't start it, but when I used to work at the nursery, I said, oh, that's a quick way to get £2,000.
And I don't know if you want this in this.
Why?
You're going to get it in the neck for doing it.
No, I didn't want their money. I was just trying to make a business. I'm going to the top.
So, yeah, but you've scammed people then. That's what that means.
I didn't get any money. I sent my money.
It's called a pyramid scheme for us.
Yeah, but I didn't scam them. They scammed me. They got my money. I didn't get no money.
All right. Okay. So you got scammed by a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Well then. All right. Good. You didn't. All right. Cool. Have you heard about Christian Horner?
No, I don't know who that is.
Christian Horny Horner.
Nope.
So basically, F1's back, isn't it? You watched me watch F1 the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It's back.
I didn't watch it.
No. He's the team principal of Red Bull.
Right.
Red Bull are very good. Max Verstappen's winning a lot. He was ahead by like fucking minute again. Boring. He's the team principal, but apparently he's also married to Ginger Spice.
Okay.
Well, I think they've got 3 children. Anyway, there was a Google Drive leak. So it's been rumoured before leading up to the season that he was in some murky waters.
Right.
And then literally the day before qualifying, a Google Drive got leaked of a supposed WhatsApp conversation with his, we assume it's his PA, bro's wanking himself in toilets, asking what she's wearing and stuff. Like, very naughty. And he apparently sent a picture of his pecker. I've seen the pecker picture. It's vile.
Show me.
No, it's absolutely, it's vermin.
I want to see.
It's vermin. Allegedly, this is his cock, by the way. Allegedly. Let me see if it's in here. It'll be in one of my chats because we started sending it. It's a really horrid penis picture. Like, really.
Not a Drake.
No. Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
That's his willy. Look, you
yeah,
can
but
see
who's?
Christian Horner's.
Oh,
I know.
That's gross.
So that's apparently his willy. But
yuck.
Anyway,
it don't matter how much money you got. I'm not getting on that.
Well, Jerry's been getting on it, mate. She got 3 kids with it.
That's insane. That can't be his.
But anyway, right? So I'm going to preface this, Astrid, it's all alleged because apparently it's a fake chat app that someone's done. But some of it seems too like real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it also, it's because it came, initially the rumor was, it was like inappropriate stuff in the workplace. So we just assume it's his PA. But his PA in some of the messages is like, she's doing it.
Yeah.
She's like playing along. She's evidently sent the pictures and done the encouraging to bus and shit.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Still a bit shit, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's this about?
No, because I don't know, because I'm talking kids. About something that, like, I kind of hope it's real.
Why?
Because I fucking don't like him.
Oh.
Really don't like Christian Horner.
So you just went free.
Will and E was buzzing. Will and E was like, this is better than Lewis's 8th. He's like, this is better than an 8th.
I don't feel like you can do that as a family man.
No, you shouldn't.
I feel like you can only cheat, like realistically, statistically, before you have kids.
Right, yeah.
When there's nothing to actually.
All his kids are like growing up.
Other
but anyway,
than a woman.
What happened is Ginger Spice actually rocked up to qualifying.
She's Leng as well.
She rocked up to qualifying.
Yeah.
And,
show me this whole person, please.
Oh, fuck's sake. Sure you don't want to look at his cock again?
No.
Yeah.
Fucking was gleaming at me. Why is it so shiny?
Isn't it? Rose evidently spat on it or something.
Yuck.
Right, Christian Horner. This is him. That's the man.
Oh, he's old?
Yeah. Well, there's nothing young about him, though.
No. Oh. Well, he doesn't look like he'd have a beautiful piece, does he?
No, that's not what I call a proper piece.
No, it's not.
But yeah, his missus rocked up, was kissing him on the cameras and stuff. I suppose she stood by a man, which is very noble.
Stand by your man.
Very noble. It says here, how is she okay with all this? I can only assume that...
Money!
No, so I can only assume, right, if a rumour come out that Bazinga had been...
Oh, they'd know.
Messaging his PA or something, yeah?
They'd know, you'd have to.
But then,
cars,
like, if you, yeah, this is what I was about to say, yeah, I think I'd be leaving the house with gorged eyes out and stuff.
I'd put it on Instagram myself.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's a silly man, he's cheated.
Yeah, exactly. But, like,
I'd be like,
it says, how is she okay with this?
Stuff.
I suppose she's just going to back her man, but also he's a very, very rich man.
Yeah.
Very, very rich man.
Or and also, she's also got a piece on the side.
I have a theory. Red Bull are very rich and they're currently number one by a country mile in F1. Don't want to lose him. So Red Bull are very rich. He's very rich. It makes sense to just push everything under the rug.
Mm.
If you know what I mean. Just pay the right people to push things under the rug and say that it's fake. Yeah, it's all completely fake or whatever. But yeah, it's been brushed aside like quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it'll probably die out by next week.
Yeah. I do think when it's the sake of family involved as well, it's a little bit more sensitive.
The worst thing about this is that
it's a bit complicated.
The kids are actually like old enough to click the Google Drive link see like your dad's shiny piece on there.
Yeah.
But like this one's in the drive, right? There's like selfies of him in like his plane seat. There's pictures that like aren't on the internet. So that's also what makes me think like...
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, oh yeah, I'm just by flying back from Singapore and stuff like this. Like...
Singapore, I'm Singaporny.
That was really bad. Apparently, oh, here we go. Friday is International Women's Day.
Here we go.
Friday is... what do you mean, here we go?
My time to shine.
Friday is International Women's Day. Ethan, have you got any plans as to what you're going to do for Faith?
Mm.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Please don't zoom into my camera when that happened. It just splattered all in my face, went up.
That's what I'm going to do on Women's Day as well.
Splat my face. You're not allowed to do that because I'll definitely get pink eye from something.
International Men's Day is on the 19th of November. So that's cool, I suppose.
I just got
these days that they just plop out of nowhere are fucking bollocks.
Here they go, it's like Valentine's Day. No, but like, it's a scam to love your women.
Because like you've got, in a year, you've got Christmas,
I've
Easter.
I've got my birthday. No, listen, Easter. You've got Easter. I get a fucking chocolate egg, mate.
All right, here we go. From the very start of the year, you've got New Year's Day. Cool.
Then that's just a national day. That's not my day.
No, but you spend it with each other.
You don't have to.
Thank you for the permission. I'll be off then. So you've got New Year's Day, straight into fucking Valentine's. Then you've got fucking Mother's Day, which you've got coming up as well. Then you've got...
Oh, sorry for birthing your child, mate, and carrying it for nine, ten months.
Mother's Day. Then you've got birthdays, Easter, Halloween, Christmas. There's more than enough
fucking... When the fuck do we celebrate Halloween, mate?
There's more... No, but you do something for it. There's more.
I put a fucking bowl of sweets out
for
neighbours.
It's still
kids.
An ordeal, isn't it?
What do you do?
Nothing.
This is what I'm saying. You've never even done a fucking food shop.
There's too many days. There should be a nothing day.
How much does a loaf of bread cost?
Like a pound. I ain't got a fucking clue. Basically, they keep making too many days. The only days that should exist are birthdays.
You ain't getting nothing for your birthday.
Yeah, I'm on chicken burger jumper. And I want a washing machine.
A dishwasher.
I want a dishwasher and a chicken burger hoodie, please.
Good luck finding a new woman then.
Chicken burger. I want chicken burger, t-shirt and hoodie, actually. Right. These are the days that should exist
You're
in my calendar.
Too much.
Birthday exists. Christmas exists. Easter exists.
Yeah, just because you get chocolate.
I love chocolate.
You ain't getting one.
Mother's Day, Father's Day, valid.
Oh, Father's Day. That's all right,
isn't it? Mother's and Father's Day.
Yeah, but bro said Mother's Day and brought it up before.
Guys,
you said,
have you not just heard me say Mother's Day and Father's Day?
There's too many things. You've got Mother's Day. You said that like...
No, but I listed all of them. I also mentioned Christmas and birthdays in that list, by the way. Ones that should stay out of the said list. Christmas, birthdays, Mother's, Father's, Steak and Blowjob Day.
When's that?
Hey Siri, when is Steak and Blowjob Day? It exists, one sec.
Yeah.
Let me Google.
It's like 14 days after Valentine's Day.
Oh, damn it, you've missed it.
They can BJ Day. 14th of March. Here we go!
You ain't getting that from
14th of March. Wait, when is the 14th of March?
It's a month after Valentine's.
Yeah. What date is it today?
The fucking...
5th. Yeah. 9 days, get prepped! Steak and blowjob day, holiday.
No, I've got bad throat.
No.
I can't do that.
Well, listen, it exists. So load up the fucking sirloin, Wagyu, get me busy. Thanks, cheers.
Go out with the boys then. Make sure you all do a troops meal on that day.
Get Harry to give me some noddy.
This is what I'm saying. If you're cheating on me with anyone, it's Harry.
Yeah. But yeah, there's too many days. But big up you for International Women's Day on Friday.
What you get me?
Good job for being a woman.
I want a Mercedes.
You're not having one.
What?
You've got more than
that's
enough.
That's so
things.
Rude. You got, I would never tell you you can't have a Mercedes. You've got,
well, yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you fucking would.
Bro bought a GTR without even telling me.
Yeah?
You said, yeah, the ring comes next, and then Bro just had a GTR delivered. That's the fun's gone. You keep saying, oh, my tax bill is too high, can't buy your ring this year. Oh, my tax is too much. And then he goes and spends fucking six figures on a car.
It's not six figures
what
on a car, is it? Can't count, mate.
Five. No. Five.
I had to pay taxes the other day.
Yeah, I know.
Very brutal.
Go on.
No, I'm not saying it.
Why?
No, because it's not. No, you can't just release these to the public.
But can't they look it up anyway?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh.
But yeah, not nice. Made me feel vomit. Oh, not as bad as last year's, though.
Not as bad as last year.
Last year's was absolute horror show. But yeah, what else is going on
last year? You was in a little pit for so long.
Yeah. What else is going on in life? We're not.
Got anything planned? Our big brother's about to start. Soon?
No,
not that then. Big brother.
Big brother's about to start.
Yeah.
With Sharon and Louis Walsh. When does it start, actually? Has it started already? It started last night. We can start watching that together because since Love Island All Stars.
By the way, I watched Jeremy Clarkson's show about you the other night.
What one?
The Sandstorm, Sand Job, whatever.
Oh,
called.
So you last night you
last night I rewatched all of it because the night before he was being a drama queen, so I thought I'm just gonna watch it myself.
I wasn't being a drama queen. You was being a drama queen.
No, I was not.
Yeah, you was being the drama queen.
You are the only person with drama queen tendencies.
You are the drama queen. You love it.
No, I don't.
You love it.
I don't.
You
You're high
love
maintenance.
I'm high maintenance. Are you smoking crack cocaine?
No.
Yeah, all right.
Got health anxiety. Would not do that at all.
All right. Yeah, we can start watching Big Brother. What else?
Our anniversary.
Huh?
No.
Yeah. Don't worry. I've got something planned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Buy me a Mercedes.
No.
But do you know what? Yeah, I used to love my car so much. I've got a Land Rover Discovery.
Which is sport. Fucking lovely, by the way.
Sport. And Eva goes, it's not a sport, it's a van. It's a van.
I call it a
van. And he goes,
only because of how it's a faithful, like.
Sport.
Like, a faithful try and overtake like, someone. I was like, yeah. And the engine just goes like.
It's a people carrier.
Yeah, it is a people carrier.
I've got a fit of pram, a baby, two dogs.
But it's a lovely car. But since I called it a van, Faith's got ego issues.
Yeah, because I used to really cherish it. And now you just ripped it to shreds. And I've done the wing mirrors. So I think, oh, the wing mirrors are good. Now I might as well buy a whole new car.
It's a lovely car. It's a good car.
Yeah.
It's a lovely car.
If you've got to pay £400, put a wing mirror, I might as well buy a new car.
No, that's not how it works.
Where? But you see, girl maths, right?
No, I'm not.
We've already got 30 grand sitting there, technically.
It's not. It's gone down by a country mile. Land Rovers are down.
We'll call it 25 then.
No, worse. Land Rovers are in the pits.
Okay, well, it ain't going to be below 10, is it?
No.
It will be in the 20s still. You're just being drama queen. I reckon 24, because I've already quoted it, and it was 24. So, you've got 24 grand sitting there already. You swap it in and you've only got to pay like fucking 12 grand. So I'm not asking for a new one. Just a second hand one. I'm being modest.
Fuck off. Anyway.
So technically, girl maths, it's not 36 grand, it's 12.
Stop.
That's a deal.
Stop.
You've actually saved
You're
me.
Taking me halfway across the country tomorrow.
Am
not
I?
Not looking forward to that.
It's for a video.
Not for a
Mum
video.
Mum and Dad, shut up.
Video.
It's for a video.
She's getting another dog, everyone. No. She's trying to get another dog and she's taking him to fucking Liverpool for it.
So you all know that I've got weird anxiety about being safe and stuff.
Because your throat. Can we fix the throat and then revisit the dog?
Oh, no, it does say that. Honestly, on the whole list, I only could mark off. I was expecting to read this list of symptoms and just not have any.
Yeah,
I've got all the symptoms apart from one.
Yeah, can we revisit the...
And that was shaking hands.
Can we revisit the dog thing when you've cleared up
When I had to go on lifetime medication?
Yeah.
No, because I was... Doc is great.
No.
So we're going to a German Shepherd protection, canine protection outlet. You know we can put on outlet. The suits? I don't know what it's called. It's a canine thing. But he's got the... So he's got the full breeding of German Shepherds. So he's got... The nan and granddad's mum and dad, he's got
the nan and granddad, the mum and dad, and then the puppy. So he's got the full breeding. So the hip score is absolutely chef's kiss. So you're not got to worry about that. And they protect. And I'm going to protect it against you. I say, buy me a Mercedes. Bark. Woof. Gunpoint. Bite him. No, you're not going to laugh.
No, I think that's the end of today's episode.
No, I don't. I want to continue about dogs. I'm actually really excited.
No, I'm really not.
They're not even
born. We're going up there. We're going to Liverpool for a fucking glorified conversation. That's what we're going up there for.
3 hours and I'm coming home.
I'm not coming.
I'm not coming. I've already booked tickets.
Yeah, but I ain't coming. No, you haven't.
Well, I'm doing it in the car.
No, you're not. It needs to be revisited though, because it's so impulsive. It's classic you.
It's not.
Impulsively doing something.
Why the fuck in
Liverpool? There's probably one that's 10 minutes round the corner. We live in a rural place.
Yeah.
There's definitely one round the corner.
Yeah, that probably has bad hip score.
No.
Yeah, you don't know anything about
it. I do know it. I do. German Shepherds have really fucking shit hips. I'm well aware of it.
That's because I just told you.
No, I've always been aware of it. My dream dog is a fucking German Shepherd. How many?
And it was a Dachshund.
Since I was 5 years old.
And it was a Dachshund.
No.
That's why I bought you one.
I've never said a Dachshund is my dream dog. I think they're fucking rodents. They're just funny. All I ever said was...
No, I really want a miniature Dachshund.
No, I said... I bought you one.
We could have already had the German Shepherd by now.
I said, I think they're very funny. And they are. Rolo is fucking funny.
He's
really funny to watch.
A character.
Yeah.
Which is a little nuisance.
Yeah, but he's just funny to watch do shit.
Yeah, he is funny. That's what I'm saying. Dobby. I don't know why.
They are just funny dogs to watch. But my dream dog, since I've been like this big, has always been a German Shepherd. I'm well aware. And the reason I never was going to get one is because it was dodgy.
He said we can wear the
I don't want to wear the fucking suit. I don't want to go. I don't want to go to Liverpool. Why are we going to Liverpool?
I will go halfway across the world to vlog. But he won't come to Liverpool with me.
I've never done that.
It's a date.
Oh, here we go. All right, yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's literally a date.
Remember, guys, subscribe if you are new to the channel.
Comment if you should get me a new Mercedes.
Like the podcast.
For National Women's Day.
Like the podcast. Subscribe to it on YouTube. Remember, guys, we have an actual clips channel. If you want to watch any Growing Pains clips in a shorter format, then go ahead and subscribe to Growing Pains Clips as well. Follow us on all audio platforms. That would be amazing. Follow us on Instagram at Growing Pains Insta.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, see you next week when hopefully Faith doesn't have a life-threatening illness. Bye.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
Bye.